Hello and welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. Man, I sound tired because I am tired. So let me see if I can shake it off. Today's poem is called... This is kind of funny, folks. Today's poem is called Guacamole is Delicious. Yes, I had guacamole at lunch today, and I had guacamole for a snack tonight. But I like stuff that other people don't like. I do stuff that other people don't like. Not that it's bad, but it's just, it's different. And we're all different. And it doesn't make us bad. It doesn't make us odd, even. But just makes us us. So I wrote this very, very short poem, and I'll read it to you in just a moment. But first, thank you so much to everyone who came out to Uncommon Grounds in Donelson earlier this evening on Friday, April 17th. I was able to rhyme up there for almost an hour, and that was good. And thank you so much for everyone that came out. Thank you especially to Chuck San, who is the owner and coffee man of Uncommon Grounds. Thank you, Chuck, for letting me perform on your stage. And thanks for the great equipment, too. You got a good setup there. Here is Guacamole is Delicious. Guacamole is delicious, but not everyone agrees. Some would rather pass, but I'll take more if you please. The fact that you may or may not like it makes no difference to me. If guacamole is around, then it's the best place to be. It's a party if there's guacamole there. On chips, or burgers, burritos, I'll eat it anywhere. And there you have it. Please, 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 you're not going to mark your calendars, but I would say almost mark your calendars for this Sunday's podcast. We are going to be featuring an episode with Rashad the Poet, also known as Rashad Rayford. I was able to interview him earlier this week, and this Sunday's episode is going to be featuring him and a poem in tribute to him. Wonderful, excellent, talented man. And I'm looking forward to featuring him. We will see you then. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. How about that? Later. Thanks for listening.